Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
To stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again? With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in. It's super, ooh, can we say it? Is it big game weekend, Bugs? What's the rules on that?
We it's
can
the
say
real
it.
Big game weekend.
Yay, it's big
Let's
game
go.
53. What is it?
Big game 53.
Is that it?
That's it.
Hey, wonder what the big game ratings are be. I think we can say Super Bowl in a show, just not an advertisement. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Sure. People are allowed to say Super Bowl.
Whoa.
Right? Did that get bleeped?
Whoa.
Is that bleeped on the radio?
We're not going to put up with that type of language here.
Super Bowl.
Oh, Super
I'm doubling Bowl. Down.
Look
I'm,
at you.
I'm doubling down. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the rule
Big
is
risk taker.
I'm a risk taker. I live dangerously. I live on the edge, Bugs. That's how
they call you, on the edge Welsh.
That's right. Did you know? My
oh, no.
very first email ever email was
it to Santa Claus?
It wasn't. No, not. I didn't send an email. My very first email account. It's just funny that you said that.
No.
It was AOL. My handle was on the edge. And check this out. Check this. That was my email.
You're the worst.
Yeah, I'm the worst. It was like on the edge, like with a number at AOL.com. But check this out. Here's two amazing things. First off, I was very clever at whatever age this was, like 14,
so clever.
13, 12 maybe. I combined the E and the and the E and edge as one. You know how I knew I was so clever? Because, Bogman, in those days, you had to call AOL to set up your name. And the phone operator who set up that name was like, that is really clever name. That is a clever email. And my mom had to set it up because I was 12. And she was like, the lady thought that was really clever. I have never been so more proud of myself than that moment where I got approval from the AOL operator for setting up my on the edge. And there might have been on the edge 88 or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, it's just funny you said on the edge Welsh because I used to be I wasn't straight edge, but I was on the edge.
Straight edge, on the edge, yeah. We're edgy.
Another fun fact, I still have an AOL account. It is not that one, though.
Oh, God.
I know. Dude, there is nothing more embarrassing in my life because I use that as kind of just like, I don't know. I got a lot of emails, but that's the one I've had for so long.
I think until 3 years ago, my mom was still on CompuServe.com.
Dude,
so.
if you have CompuServe, that's embarrassing.
Well,
I mean, AOL's embarrassing.
Over with now. Like, it's you can't even get emails there.
What's the other one? Like Net Zero or something like that? Like, that's embarrassing. I know there's somebody out there.
I don't think I've ever met anyone with a Net Zero.
I have.
Email.
Oh, yeah. My uncle. He had a Net Zero one.
Net Zero.
Yeah, and he was forced out of it. But, like, the AOL one, this AOL account I happen to have that I will not get out.
Yahoo or Gmail.
Well, I never used my, I've had this AOL one. I have to have had it for 15 years at minimum. So I just have always had it and I tend to use it more in like a personal, like, you know, whatever, just email this or that, or, you know, sign up for some accounts or whatever it is. Every time I always forget. And whenever I call and I'm talking and whatever, and they're like, all right, what's your email? And I start to do it and I go, @AOL.com, and then I go, I know
you
don't hear that enough, and they're like, I've had people go like, wow, AOL, huh? And I'm like,
I feel like we've had this conversation before because my favorite like email thing is the movie Funny People. You remember Funny People?
Yeah, saw it. Adam Sandler, but, Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen is on the phone with Adam Sandler. He's like, here, I'll email you. What's your email? He's like, it's Ira, sex Ira at AOL.com. He's Wait. Like, no, come on. Well, what's your email? He's like, no, that's it. He's that's like, it. Change it. Right now, go change.
We may have had that. We may have had the overall embarrassment of saying AOL. I think we did have that recently, but I don't know why when you did that. That was my very first email ever, the On the Edge, and I just clearly remember getting approval that it was a clever name, you know. And this was in the 90s, and I mean, I was high stepping. I was chest puffed out. I'm like, I'm the clever name AOL guy.
Are you like the guy that went to school the next day and you're like, if you need to email me, here's my new email.
Here it
address.
Is. It's on the edge. That E, it's one. It's just one E. It's one E. Now, hold on. Mom, so get edgy. Off the phone. I got to go on the internet. Nothing worse than when she would pick up the phone and then you would get knocked off the internet. It's the worst ever.
We're trying totally to download relevant. This picture.
We're very relevant
you
right
pick
now.
Pick up the phone, right? Yeah.
So everyone, it is.
Everyone's had that
big game Super Bowl weekend, whichever one it is. I do think it's pretty clear. I think it's you can't say Super Bowl in any type of an advertisement or promotional piece.
Okay.
But as human beings, we can talk and say
we're allowed
Super
to
Bowl.
Talk about the Super Bowl.
I think. I mean, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. I don't know. Maybe we've been, are we even on the air anymore because of saying that word? That's the thing that kills me too. Anytime, like there's 400,000 advertisements right out there and every single one, it's just one of those, like, it's just one of those annoying things. It's like when you clearly know a word and someone just says an initial of it. And it's like, can we just not say the big game because NFL has ownership rights to it? Can we just all call it the Super Bowl, which is what it is? Can we do that? Right.
Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't be allowed to say the Super Bowl. I guess the NFL owns it for trademark purposes and all that crap. But I mean, at this point, it's basically a national holiday, you know, and there's a lot of people already complaining. They're like, can we just make the Monday after the Super Bowl a national holiday so no one has to go into work, you know, hungover? Because there are all those, articles that come out the day after the Super Bowl that say, you know, production is down 78% across the board the day after the Super Bowl anyway. So what's the point of even showing up?
Yeah, but the problem, I mean, I don't disagree with that, but here's the problem though, is there, like, over the last like 10 years, I don't recall a time we have had more claims to, like, everything's a national holiday. Madden's release. Let's have a national holiday. You know, or it's,
a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, but Thursday and Friday of March Madness. So we got to have a holiday. You know, baseball opening day. Got to have a holiday.
Well, if there's one sports thing that should be a holiday, it's either the Super Bowl or opening day.
Big game day. That's the problem, though. It'd have to be called the big game day because the NFL won't give it. It's like these guys that go out and they trademark, like, just a statement. You know what I mean? They're like, well, these are three words that I say a lot, so I've trademarked this. Like, the NFL trademarked Super Bowl. We can't do anything with it. How can we have a national holiday? What would it be? It'd be Monday, the day after the Super Bowl. It's brought to you by the NFL. It's big game day off. Brought to you by Coca-Cola and Budweiser.
That's right.
Now, are you excited for the Super Bowl?
Not really. I mean, I am because I'm a huge football fan. But as you can tell right now by listening to me, I am sick. I'm trying to get over it. I'm hoping that I am 100% tomorrow for the Super Bowl, or at least 85%. You know, maybe I can have a couple beers instead of downing all this cough medication and all that stuff. So, but, you know, it's going to be Tom Brady for the ninth time in the Super Bowl. I know everyone's getting tired of it, and this story has been repeated over and over and over. I'm just getting sick of Tom Brady. I mean, he is amazing.
He's amazing.
And I'll never forget how awesome he is, and it's just unbelievable that he's taken his team to the Super Bowl 9 times in his career.
Wow.
It's unbelievable, but I am sick of seeing him in there. I hope the Rams win like everyone else. So,
yeah, I don't know. Like, okay, so I was at this work thing and everybody's, you know, collectively in the room and they're setting up this, like, you know, NFL or squares and stuff. Like, can we even say NFL?
Is that squares?
Yeah, well, no, big game squares box.
Big game squares.
We're doing squares or whatnot, and someone goes, who's everyone going for in the Super Bowl? Who's going for the Patriots?
No one.
No, half the room raised their hand, and I went up.
Are they all Saints fans?
Dude, if we had the $100 bet live in person, I might have almost lost $100 in a room of work people. I was like, what? What is it? And I looked at the people and I was like, you know, a couple of them. And I was like, why? And they were just like, ah, Brady's just the best. You know, this is an era. This is a special time. Just let him keep winning.
And so I was now, like, it's swung back the other way is what you're saying?
Yeah, that people have given up so much that Brady is so dominant. They're just like, let's experience the greatness.
They're the ultimate hipsters.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Seriously.
Maybe.
That's the ultimate hipster thing where it's so in vogue to hate Brady.
Everyone's liking him.
People are like, you know what? Nah, I like him again. It's fine.
Ooh. Yeah. You know what? You might be right. Because they all now have this claim where they're like, well, listen, he's the best of all time. And, you know, I could go back and tell my kids that I watched the greatest of all time, like the clear greatest of all time. And I say, you still can. Like,
yeah,
he doesn't need to win this game for you to do it. I'm not as...
Who's the next quarterback that's going to make 9 Super Bowls?
It's not going to be Jimmy Garoppolo. I'll tell you that. So, I don't know any of them. Here's the deal. Like, if you want to root for Tom Brady or you want to not root for Tom Brady, I think both make sense. What I hate... This actually might be what I hate about Tom Brady most, Boggs. Because I loved the video of him and Gronk with the "We ain't going nowhere." Hilarious. Tom Brady is
a nerd,
dude. He's low key one of the best trolls out there because he's so just laid back, and you know he's such a good dude, and he doesn't, you know, he does those horrible. Remember I make fun of it during NFL season, Thursday nights, is it Jim Nantz that has that interview he does with Tom Brady?
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst thing in sports.
Oh, hey, it's Jim Nantz again with my buddy Tom.
Hey, Tom, what do you think about the upcoming big game? It's the worst interview in all of sports that goes on. But listen, Tom Brady doesn't do anything wrong outside of allegedly deflate footballs. You know what I mean? Like here's what I don't like. So this is the point of what I'm saying I don't like about Tom Brady. Tom Brady elicits such obnoxious vitriol from sports fans.
So you don't like the fact that he gets too much reaction.
It is so maddening on both ends. I am so utterly sick of every person that goes out of their way to crap on Tom Brady, to all the horrible things. Patriots are cheaters. This is why he's bad. This is why he's bad. And then conversely, just as bad scum people are the ones that do the inverse of it, that have to stomp their foot down and tell you all the reasons why you're wrong. I hate all of it. I'm sick of all of it.
The
who
cheating
cares?
Thing, I'm just over with.
Who cares? Like, yeah, over with it. Done with it. I don't care about the cheating. I don't care about the Patriots winning all the time. I don't want to hear you bitch about the Patriots and all the bad things that they are as horrible human. Let's remind me about Aaron Hernandez. Remind me about the cameras of Bill Belichick. But I also don't want to hear the person that then has to tell us all the reasons why Tom Brady and the Patriots are superheroes. I don't care about all of it. You know what I want to do? I want to watch the game. And I want to not have to experience the people. The people that are fans of the Patriots make it the worst. The people that hate and like the Patriots, they're the worst part about football and the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Did you see the Pittsburgh news guy that got fired because they were, they were broadcasting Tom Brady's weird speech or whatever. And underneath his, I don't know what he was talking about. To be honest, I didn't listen to it. But I just saw a picture of the caption that said, Tom Brady, known cheater.
I did see that. I mean, they're trolling.
And the news station fired that guy.
Oh, so, oh God. Wait, was he just the operator?
I hope you enjoyed your joke, buddy. So, you know, I mean, that's some level 11 saltiness there. But I hope you enjoyed doing your joke.
Was it like the editing guy that did it? Like one of the guys that sets
up? Yeah, just one of the guys in the truck that puts the titles on things. You know.
Yeah, see, that's a little too far again. But see, at the same time, like, I don't know. I guess I can't blame anybody that gets mad at that. Like, because here's what I want.
It's funny, but I mean,
it's just a couple notches
too far.
Lost
your job over it. It's stupid.
Well, it is stupid that you lost your job, but it's also the guy went just a couple notches too far. Here's what I wish. I wish people could bust Patriot fans' balls about the Patriots and Patriots fans not have an aneurysm about it. Guess what? You're the chosen football people, Patriots fans. You're blessed with the greatest quarterback of all time, probably the greatest coach of all time. You're blessed with one of the three or four dynasties that we've seen in the history of the NFL. Arguably,
great coach, great quarterback.
Maybe like the best dynasty of all time. You know what? Why don't you learn to take it on the chin a little bit? People always hate the best. They get so up in arms. But to those people that I can't stand,
James Franco. They hate us because they ain't us.
They hate us because they ain't us. Thank you. Back to the interview. But and again, this is a vicious cycle. Those people are intolerable. But then the anti-Patriots people, they're like three notches more intolerable because they're so vicious about it and they're so unrelenting and you can't even talk with them, Boggs. You can't even reason. You just want to be like, hey, what do you think about the Super Bowl? Then it's like, rabble, rabble, rabble. It's like, oh, okay. I was just going to see what you were doing for the Super Bowl, but because you're a scumbag and a villain, I don't want to be in the place of these villains. I just don't want it. That's my issue with the Patriots being in the Super Bowl. Any other team, we're not dealing with this. We're not doing this if it's the Chiefs. You know what we're doing? We're laughing about Kermit Frog voice and ketchup if it's the Chiefs versus the Rams. We're all having a good time. We're all talking about
what has to go on the White House menu if Andy Reid wins the Super Bowl.
Everybody agrees why we hate Stan Kroenke. That's one thing. Everyone would agree about the hate of decimating that type of stuff. Not the hate that we currently have. All right, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the big game. We're going to be doing prop bet stuff. We have some basketball later in the show. The trade that went down in New York. Somebody crying about not making the All-Star game. Maybe some baseball. There's a lot. Bogman's sick, but he's toughing through. More in this league coming up.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
Welcome back to the big game edition of In This League. It's Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. I don't even know if I said that in the last segment. Find us on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports. Talking about the Super Bowl 53 that we have got going on this weekend.
Which game is it?
Super Bowl 53. Super Bowl. Just
super
two.
Genius.
Sweet. I got that in me a little bit. We were 11th or 10th row at the Royal Rumble a week ago.
Whatever M is, that's what we were. Yeah. It was awesome.
It was.
I mean, awesome. It did make me get sick, which I'm not happy about, but
yep.
It was
awesome.
Touch
all. Oh man. I mean, you want to talk about clientele of people in a place. WWE has got some, the 40,000 people they drug under from Iraq to get out to the Royal Rumble. It's pretty amazing. Like Arizona, we're pretty used to sightseeing. Like, you come out to spring training, your head's got to be on a swivel. You know what I mean? You're going to have to go to chiropractor from the head turning. Your head turned in a different way at the Royal Rumble. We were like, oh, like, monster.
I was really trying to get that Rumble burger, but the area where it was being served was just filled with people packed in like sardines.
It was awful.
And I like the one thing I hate worse than waiting in lines is waiting in packed lines with a ton of people. I just there was
like
no
you
way
weren't going to do a huge line. But if there weren't 1200 people packed in where 200 people should be standing, maybe I could have convinced
you. I would have waited a half hour for it.
Yeah,
I would have. But not a half hour packed filled with humanity.
No, no. But
I'm the skinny one in the crowd, it's not good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were looking great. We were like sevens in that crowd, maybe eights possibly. No, it was cool. Neither one of us wrestling guys. But you know what? Your heart's going to pitter patter a little bit when you're sitting, 10 rows from the ring. And you're sitting like walking by you is Jerry Lawler. And then Patrick Corbin is sitting near you and, all that type of stuff. We were schmoozing with the important people for once.
That's right.
Like we'll never do at a Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is going to be here in Phoenix, I think, in 2022. Does that sound right?
Sure.
I think it is. We should probably put in our credentials right now and we might get in. Radio
probably
Row?
Probably not. Yeah.
We got to get to Radio Row at least.
That'd be great.
Let me ask you,
a lot of fun.
Do you have is it a goal in your lifetime to go to a Super Bowl? Like cuz you
not
are
really.
The what?
Not really.
Well, because I wanted to set the stage because like you're a guy that you've been to a bunch of baseball stadiums. Your favorite pastime was going to All-Star Game weekends. You did all that type of stuff. You've been
to Game 7 of the World Series.
Thank you. Watching the Diamondbacks beat the Yankees in the World Series. I mean, you've done some important stuff. You've been to some good bowl games. You and I have both gone to some interesting sporting events, but the Super Bowl is the elusive one. And, I know that. Did our buddy Cornell, did he get to the Super Bowl last year, like when the Falcons were there?
No, I don't think he wanted to.
Like, I think he won. Yeah. Like, we know, we're so connected with listeners now. We tend to know a listener of every team, though I don't know if we know a Rams person. Like, I see from time to time people really make concerted efforts to, like, kind of want to be around the Super Bowl when their team is there. You and I have had a pack. This is like that thing. You ever have, like, that friend that was, like, a girl that you kind of grew up with, and you're like, if we're not married, by 25, let's get married, loser, stuff like that. You and I had this pact where it was like, when the Steelers and Niners are in the Super Bowl, we have to go. It'll never happen ever in our lifetime, so we don't have to worry.
Sell a kidney.
It's an empty promise that we have to fulfill.
Right.
But like, you don't feel that once in your lifetime you've got to be, not like at a media day. I was a part of the Super Bowl last time it was, or two times ago it was here when I was a kid. I did the play with the athletes and stuff like that. But like going
NFL experience, exactly.
But going to the game, you don't feel that in you that you got to do it once in your lifetime?
Not really. To be honest, like, I would love to go, but I know it's just going to cost so much money.
It is.
It's just so much money to go because everyone wants to go.
But you used to drop like $1,200 to go for an entire weekend for
3 days worth of stuff, like three full days.
You don't think for like $800?
That's not just for the
tickets,
dude. That's not just for like the tickets cost. $600 to $700, but that was for a flight, for splitting a hotel room with a couple people.
Is it different?
And
if
then
it's
all
the Steelers,
the meals.
Is it different? Like, I guess where I'm going with this is is a Super Bowl a bucket list thing? But B, like, if the Steelers were to make it to the next Super Bowl, and you could somehow get the meat. I mean, would that not be the thing? Like, because you don't know if the Steelers are ever going to get back to the Super Bowl. If they did it one more time before you're elderly or something like that, you don't feel inside of you like you would do whatever you could to get there?
Not really. I mean, for a couple reasons. Number one, and we've talked about this before, attending NFL games is just horrible. I mean, look, I love the NFL. I love the product. I give up my entire Sunday every single week to plant my ass in front of my televisions and watch nothing but football all day.
Yeah.
And I watch Monday Night Football and I do Thursday Night Football with Bogman. I consume the NFL like nobody's business. But going to a game is such a terrible experience in a lot of different ways. but maybe it's different in different stadiums.
You'd almost think it would be like what I thought this wrestling experience was going to be. Like, I thought this wrestling experience was going to be a certain way. Maybe because we were with the Elite for some reason that helped us not have to experience the mud people. But are there so many dirty mud people, maybe it's better in a football game, a Super Bowl, because, you know, the price that's put to it. But they're vicious. Football fans, like, they could get
everyone intense. Is so drunk. Yeah. Like, everyone. And maybe the Super Bowl might be different just for the simple fact that people want to, you know, remember what they paid for.
It's like it's like Twitter attitude in person. Like, everyone's super tough on Twitter, but no one is like that unless they get to the Super Bowl and they've been drinking, you know, or at a football game. I mean, any football game, how many times do we see it just, you know, Browns Bengals, there's like 12 fights of people falling downstairs, and people the dumb arguments that people have. The Super Bowl,
we see all those Twitter videos after the game, you know. Yeah. The people,
yeah, chick punches a guy three flights down the stairs, and cops grab everybody and stuff like that.
And the worst part is when it's like, you know, two dudes wearing Giants jerseys fighting each other. It's like,
yeah,
what are you guys doing? You're supposed to be on the same side.
I mean, I ask you that being the person I'm openly saying, like, I would like to, but I mean, I'm really bad about this stuff. I mean,
I think it would be cool to go once just to say, oh yeah, I went to the Super Bowl when it was here and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, and so maybe like that's something that I'll try to do when it comes into town here in, what do you say, 2022?
I think it's 2022. I think Phoenix has got it. So we need to get a media day. Like, I think I'm spoiled because I've always worked in radio where, like, I hate paying for games. Like, I don't go usually when I have to pay to go to games because I'll have some type. I mean, look, Royal Rumble. I would have never paid to. I mean, first off, because I don't pay attention to wrestling. I would have paid to go to a Royal Rumble. And frankly, if. I don't know. Like, going to the Royal Rumble and sitting in a bad seat, I'd have been like, I don't know. But I had to presume, like, this is going to be pretty good. The idea of paying, like, I couldn't stomach, oh my God, man. Like, even paying, like, $100-something for a ticket, I would be like, boy, this is something else. To pay, like, $800 for a game. Like, imagine if I had paid $1,000 to go see the 49ers and Ravens play in the Super Bowl. The power goes out, and then the Ravens won. Like, I
want to watch football again.
I would never watch football again. The buyer's remorse. Have you ever bought something that you immediately regret after?
Oh, millions of times. But I see, that's the one thing. Like, I think I would rather go to a Super Bowl where the Steelers weren't in it. So, like, I can enjoy the whole thing, because if the Steelers are in it, I'm just going to be, you know, bundle of nerves, not eating anything, just, you know, tense.
To that point, this would be
I
that
think
Super
I'd rather
Bowl,
go if it's just some, you know, like, this Super Bowl would have been perfect.
This would have been the best Super Bowl, not going for your team. Coming back to the point we talked about before, where, you know, this conversation ends up happening, you know, the ultimate hipster now, is it's like, hey, listen, I wouldn't mind being in person and watching the greatest quarterback that has ever played football go out there and do his work. And I mean, frankly, the Rams are a force. You know, I don't think they're a dynasty or anything like that, but, you know, they're a force to be had with Gurley, and Aaron Donald is something else. Like, this is the exact type of game I would want to go to, what you're saying, but I would probably never pay for it. Never.
Yeah.
But I want to go I want to go to Radio Row. I've worked a Radio Row, but it was producing from in a studio. I would like to go on to Radio Row and just, you know,
seems like it'd be fun.
Yeah,
you know?
Just ogle
just
all
kind
of the
random
musings.
Getting down, pulling down guests and all that stuff, and just hey, can you come over here for a second? You know, and just meeting all those people. That seems like it'd be fun.
Yeah, it's the best. You know? It's totally best. Remember,
I think like the week leading up to the Super Bowl is probably more fun than the actual Super Bowl. Oh. You know, the media day and all that stuff.
Yeah, remember,
like,
I told you when I was working, they're like, you know, they're just pulling in guys left and right, Tim Brown, and then all of a sudden they're like, hey, you're getting a call. And then, boom, 2 seconds later, a call, Marcus Allen. I'm talking to Marcus Allen on the phone. And I mean, for me, that's, you know, Bay Area person. That was a huge deal. My whole family were Raiders, and I'm like, holy crap, I'm talking to Marcus Allen right now. That would be great in person. That'll be.
And I know there's a lot of.
Tom Brady will still be playing too, by the way.
There's a lot of people listening to us going, what are you guys talking about? I think, you know, of course I want to go to a Super Bowl. And yeah, I mean, we'd want to. But I think You know, what's your ticket going
to
be?
Well, wanting to go to the Super Bowl and making it a concert, like making it a bucket list item, I think are two very different things. No person's going to be like, well, I'll go to the Super Bowl. Everyone wants to go. But like, how much do you want to go? Is it enough to say, right. I have to do this in my lifetime to go to a Super Bowl? Well, if you do that and you don't have a hookup, you're going to pay probably, I mean, at least $1,000 just for a ticket. And to your point, you're going to drop a couple grand just to make the experience worthwhile.
Yeah. And I tell you what, I get my money worth too, if it was here, because leaving the Cardinal Stadium is one of the worst things that's ever happened to me. I hate leaving that stadium. I don't know why they can't get it right. They never get it right.
I live 20 minutes from the stadium, though.
So. If I ever go, and the Steelers are playing here this year again, so I'll probably wind up going because I feel obligated. But what I think will happen is I'll just sit and wait until, like, you know, 2 hours after the game.
I'll just
go over to the yard house or whatever and go have a couple beers or something. I just will not be a part of the, you know,
the festivities of leaving.
Of leaving. It's just ridiculous. I mean, there were fewer people, I think, at the Fiesta Bowl when I went this year. You know, I went with Colette and my buddy Chad to watch UCF and LSU. I think there were fewer people there than were at the Royal Rumble. And I got out of the Royal Rumble in 5 minutes. They haven't figured out the parking over there. They do not have it figured out.
No, they don't. One other thing real quick, we're already getting to the end of the segment. In that meeting I was telling you about, I was sitting there and, you know, half the room raised their hand that they wanted the Patriots, which I thought was interesting because we all see the memes where it's like,
because
the country,
of Cardinals fans.
Well, but, the, you know, what is a country voting for? It's all Rams. I get that. But then there was a Saints fan, and a Saints fan did the – oh, I literally said this. I'm boycotting the Super Bowl because of the Saints. Oh, and they did I think it should have been replayed. And they started up.
Give me a break.
I know. They started up that nonsense with it. But then what sparked a conversation was someone being like, you know, wow, how many people you think are going to be boycotting the Super Bowl? And two people, one the Saints fan, one not, was like, I think a lot of people. And I don't usually care to speak up. I went, you guys are crazy. This will be the most watched Super Bowl of all time.
Yep.
There is no doubt in my mind. I mean, isn't it year in and year out? Isn't it always beating itself? I mean, maybe the matchups depend. I mean, no one wanted to watch the Giants Ravens in 2000, whatever. But like this Super Bowl, high powered Rams in LA against Tom Brady's Patriots in what they're doing right now could be Gronk's final game. This is going to be the most watched Super Bowl of all time.
Don't
is there
you feel
any
like?
Doubt?
I mean, no, not to me. I think you're absolutely right. But I feel like for whatever reason, this Super Bowl is just ripe for a letdown. Like, this is just going to be a stomping one way or the other. Don't you feel like that's going to happen? Because we've just had unbelievable luck the last few Super Bowls.
Rams
how
are too
great
good.
They've been.
I don't know. I think the Rams are too good. Well, I mean, it takes it.
Well, maybe it's a Rams stomping the Patriots.
You think so? Well, the game right now.
I mean, look, if we get that, it doesn't matter because people will still be on edge waiting for Brady to make the comeback.
Exactly to your point. If the Rams have the lead in the first two quarters, no one's tuning out because of what happened against Atlanta. No one's tuning out. Vice versa, there could happen. But the ratings are going to be taken, you know, at the highest point, and everyone in the world is going to be tuned into this game. It's Tom Brady. And interestingly, looking at the line here, there's a lot of things to unpack. The Patriots are 2.5-point favorites, 56.5 over under.
Well, you know, it opened up with the Rams a 1-point favorite.
Really? What was with the swing then? Why did the
it immediately swung to the Patriots? I'm talking split second. It was like 3 hours. It went to the Patriots.
Let's check this on break. I want to know, what is like the historical or the average Super Bowl over under? And is this like top five? Like 56.5 seems really, really high for a Super Bowl.
It's
got to
be the highest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year was fairly high, but I mean, it needed to be.
Maybe we'll try to pull that up on break. Here's another thing I'm curious about and I want to talk about. So we got to talk about the game. We're actually going to get into that. I got to sidetrack because the idea of going to a Super Bowl is very interesting because, you know, people I know have been kind of like people out here have been trying to toy around with going out there last minute. And I thought that was like, wow, you'd really do that?
That's one thing I would never do is last minute. Too many people get ripped off.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to toy around whatsoever. But we've got to talk about the actual game. We got the line there. We've got prop bets. But also what I think is really interesting, and I think you pulled this up, is what I just said. This game, I view, it should be the most viewed Super Bowl of all time. This first half should be huge. Not that there's a great halftime show, but there were, I'm trying to remember who it was now. There was a major advertiser. Was it Coca-Cola that backed out after like 15 years or something like that? Backed out of advertisement, because that's the other big thing that happens is all the damn advertisements and commercials that bust out. And we had one or two big advertisers drop out of the Super Bowl, maybe because of the, you know, NFL's, you know, political weirdness that is going on. I don't know if that's the case. Maybe it was Nike that backed out. But there is going to be all the money in the world to be made because this should be the most viewed Super Bowl. So I think do you have a list of the advertisers?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about the game. We're going to talk about prop bets. So more of the Big Game 53 coming up in this league. We'll be back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
It's time to get 50% off a DailyRoto.com Elite Monthly membership if you sign up before Super Bowl 53 kickoff. Bogman, you see this copy. It says Super Bowl, not big game.
Super Bowl.
We don't mess around. We don't say happy holidays. We say Merry Christmas, and we say Super Bowl 53 kickoff around here. I mean, maybe we say happy holidays. Maybe I'm getting in trouble. Here are some features of the Elite Package. Access to premium fantasy content for all sports. We're talking football, basketball, baseball, golf, NHL. Premium lineup optimizer for FanDuel and DraftKings. NFL, NBA, MLB, and golf. Boom. Access to betting tools, player props, more. Customizable fantasy projections and rankings for FanDuel and DraftKings. Professional commentary via premium podcasts like that. Written fantasy content and slate breakdowns. FanDuel and DraftKings ownership projections. That's just for football. And DFS strategy guides, research tools, and lineup alerts. Here's what you got to do. Go and enter the promo code SB53, and you're going to get 50% off a DailyRoto.com Elite Monthly membership and cash in on your prop, ATS, and total wagers on the big game. See, now it says big game. That's promo code SB53. Go do that. All right. So
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. That's what we do. We say Merry Christmas around here, regardless of the point. Happy holiday. Who's the place that, is it Starbucks that does like the,
oh man,
holiday yeah, neutral cups?
Yeah, they're you want to talk about that is worse than people that hate Tom Brady. It is people Starbucks? That are upset about the stupid cups at Starbucks. Like, how good is your life? How great is your life where you have time or energy to complain about the cups at Starbucks?
It's the world we're in, man. Like, and you know, it's funny too, cuz I'm not the snowflake caller. I mean, I do it in jest. We have fun with it when I joke about it. Like, damn, millennials and stuff. I'm not that person. But man, the more you look at the stuff that we sit and complain about, I mean, we toe the line of the worst generation. Like, I hope it's not. But when you take a step back and you look that our energy is wasted on complaining.
Look, it's fine that you're complaining about that stuff. But when you are, you just need to remember that the rest of your life, you know, is okay because this is what you're complaining about.
Well, you're setting
about.
The bar, but that's what I'm saying. Right. Like
it's not like I don't have enough water to drink.
Well, but that's where I'm going. Different. Like you're like setting ourselves up. Like we expend all of our energy complaining about that Tom Brady is a cheater or defending that he's not. Then we complain about the cups that are not holiday neutral at Starbucks. We got something coming. Like something's coming back at us. We're going to get a kick in the face.
We're going to get a plague because we're bitching about cups.
This is going to turn around at some point. I don't know, man. You and me have been sick for the last month. Everybody
seems
is
like
plagued
the polar
out.
Vortex got everybody else. So
yeah,
thank God we didn't have to deal with that. I mean, you know, like we complain about the heat in Arizona all the time, and it is unrelenting and terrible.
It's
going to
be like 130 this summer. I guarantee.
Whatever.
They just got negative 50 with wind chill. We are going to get 130 in Arizona this year.
You know what? That's fine. It's you know, I got covered parking at my apartment complex, so my tires won't melt. So that's fine. I would rather deal with 130 than negative 50. I don't know what people are doing.
I mean,
you see all the stuff like people's doorknobs freezing and the frost coming into their house and stuff. It seriously looked like the day after tomorrow.
This one lady, I think they didn't show the beginning of it, so I'm assuming she had her hair wet. She went out, she walked outside, flipped her hair up, walked back inside. Her hair was completely frozen straight up. It's wild. I mean, we talked about it. We got buddies over at RotoWire. We talked to a few of them that live in Wisconsin, and I was just like, what are you guys doing? Like, how do you manage? Like to me, that is like a cataclysmic event that is happening outside of my door. It's as good as a zombie apocalypse. If it's 40 degrees out, I'm terrified the door's going to open. I can't walk outside. You can't go get food. You can't do anything. You could die if you go sit outside.
I saw someone's antifreeze froze. For real.
That's great.
Like they put a stick in it. And they went to take the stick out of the antifreeze and it was frozen.
Antifreeze
in
popsicle?
Antifreeze froze. That's how cold it was.
Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah, that's what we get. That's what we get when we complain about the cups and Brady. Yeah. That's what you get.
Keep complaining about cups. Yeah. It's fine.
We're going to have a big old polar vortex for a year or something. All right. So we were talking about, first off, we were talking about the line, which I just thought was really interesting. A 56.5, really, really high line. You found, at least in the last 10 years, two lines that were just a notch above. What were those?
So we had Atlanta versus New England was 57.
All right.
That was, obviously the overtime game there. And then we had a 57 between New Orleans and the Colts.
Okay.
That was Super Bowl.
Now,
Jesus. XLIV.
What is that? Is that
39?
Is it? Was it 29? X20?
I don't know.
LV. That would be 35.
Sure.
I think. Roman numerals not your thing?
No.
All right. Here's what I'm curious about. Did they hit the over on both of those?
The overtime game, Atlanta versus New England, did. That final was 34-28. Obviously that was the big comeback game.
Wait, what
the
is other 34 one, to that? Did that hit?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was almost.
Yeah, 62 points.
62. Okay.
The
Roman
other
numerals
one,
not your thing. Math not mine. So.
Yeah, the Colts versus the Saints did hit that was or didn't hit. That was when New Orleans won 31-17. Mm. That was, of course, the famous Peyton Manning pick six game where, they were driving and it looked like that was going to be the first overtime Super Bowl ever. And instead of, running down the field and tying the game up with no time left, he threw the pick six and they lost to the Saints. So.
Okay, so we had, now is that all time or did you just look over the last like 15 years and see the lines?
No, there was, there's a 55, I couldn't believe this, 55 over on the Giants versus Patriots, the game that was here. That game finished 17-14. That was the final score. So, and then there was a 53 the first time New England played the Rams, but that game, 53 was the over. That game finished 20-17.
So three of the four high 50 games have not hit the line.
Right.
Patriots involved in three of them.
Your game, San Francisco versus San Diego, was 53.5.
Great game.
That game finished 49-26.
Great game.
There's another 50.5 point spread, Dallas versus Buffalo.
So this is tied for the second highest of all time.
Yes.
Or essentially the second
highest.
What
is it? It's 56.5?
Yeah. So, I mean, first was tied. So this is the second highest over-under of all time.
And it still could move. We'll see if the official line moves up to 57.
Oh man. I mean,
last year was 49 and the score was 41-33. So
do you really think, we're talking about the game here, you know, Rams had the early line. It flipped pretty quick over into the Patriots side here. Patriots are just, they're otherworldly from a game planning perspective. Nobody has anything on the Patriots. I mean, no, literally nobody can be more prepared than the Patriots for the situation. The nine Super Bowl appearances. Yeah. I mean, that's just what they do. So do you really think with the, I mean, not that historical data really matters on what we looked at on the high lines, but do you really, really think we're going to be in line for a blowout one way or the other? You just think?
No, okay. No, I feel like eventually we're going to have a blowout one way or the other, just because it hasn't been like that in a while. I guess Denver kind of stomped Carolina. And then, of course, the Seattle over Denver Super Bowl was an absolute stomping, but it's been fairly close, you know, all the other Super Bowls for a long time, and especially anything that New England's been involved in. You know, we had New England lose to Philly last year, 41-33. New England against Atlanta, 34-28. 28-24 over Seattle. That was the pick in the end zone, not running Marshawn Lynch. What were these other New England games here? Where they lost the Giants, 21-17.
This is going to hurt you. Are the Patriots the greatest dynasty in all sports all time? Or
yes.
Okay.
It's not close.
Yeah, it's not.
Nine title games.
Did you see, by the way, if you haven't seen this, you are desperately missing out. Did you see Bleacher Report's new video?
The Great Iron Heights thing?
Oh, yeah. The Thanos one? Mm-hmm. It's their crowning jewel. I mean, the basketball one they do, nobody can touch the basketball one. It's too, but their Gridiron Heights with Tom Brady as Thanos searching. And I loved in the first line, he's like, I got to get six rings to beat to tie the Steelers. I thought you would have got a kick out of that. But then having all of the quarterbacks be the different characters, like Lamar Jackson, he goes, I am Lamar. Like, I haven't laughed that hard. It is such a good video. And you know what? It's so embarrassingly true. He is Thanos. He is Thanos. If he gets this ring, is he going to destroy the NFL like that?
Well, he already has. I mean, you know, there's not much competition, but every single Super Bowl he's been in has been close. So you got to kind of expect another close game, don't you?
I just think I said it. What, Boggs, what, week one or two? I think the Rams are the most complete team in the NFL from top to bottom. Aaron Donald is ridiculous. I don't know what Todd Gurley's issue has been the last couple of weeks, but he's had plenty of time to
banged
get it
up,
right.
Man.
Yeah, they got you know, broke ass Jerome Bettis out there on the Rams right now, and CJ Anderson trying to do stuff. I think the Rams are.
I love what he said too. He's like, "Call me thick, call me fat, I don't care.
Call me a champion." Yeah, that's what he's going to be. No, I totally agree. Yeah, he's embraced that stuff, but I think the Rams are the most. I thought they were the most complete team in the NFL. I still do. Here's the problem is the Patriots are the most prepared team in the NFL. Their defense is not gonna, I don't think it's as good as the Rams. Their offense, I think it's really close, you know, with how the Patriots have had to push it around. But the Patriots are the most prepared team against, I think, the best team. And I just don't know how that's going to balance out.
It's going to come down to how Jared Goff performs.
Yeah, because Tom Brady, really, you can't stop Tom Brady. If you give him an inch, he is going to take it. He is going to do everything with it. So you're right. This is all dependent on this offense. I think with this offense of the Rams, I just don't know how they're going to successfully stop Tom Brady for an entire game. They have to be perfect on offense. And Jared Goff, it's on him. This is his game to win.
And he looked super nervous, like the first half of the NFC Championship on the road. He looked unbelievably nervous. So
You don't have Todd Gurley doing anything, I'd be nervous too. Need him.
Yeah. They definitely need him. And I think he's going to be okay. I mean, they've said, and you know, I don't really trust anything they say until you see it on the field, of course. But they say, no, you know, Todd Gurley's good. He's going to be a big part of what we do on Sunday. So
where do you this game? Where like, you look at that over-under, you look at this line. If you were putting money down, if we were, we didn't live in an oppressive state with 130-degree weather and no legal gambling laws, what would you do with this game?
I would bet the Rams in the over.
I gotta tell you, I don't think I can go against the Patriots here.
Yeah.
And it's brutal for me. I picked the Rams. I've picked the Rams the whole time, Boggs. But there's just something, as I've sat down longer and longer and look at that team, they are so relaxed. They're so ready. I feel like this is going to be a Gronk game, too.
This is business as usual for them.
I think Gronk is going to break out in this game, too, dude.
This is three Super Bowls in a row for them, you know.
I know, but that's the whole point. Like, you have every ounce of preparation involved in this. Nobody from a scheme perspective is going to be more ready and better at execution on it. The Rams, with the Todd Gurley stuff, you know, Jared Goff, so many first players in here. I just don't know if it's going to, like, is Aaron Donald going to be able to take over that line to press Brady so much that their offense is bad and the corners hold up? I think, you know, is Marcus Peters going to be able to put himself in check and not jump into the crowd and start yelling at people? You know, like, I just don't know if the Rams are prepared. I think they're the better team. I'd want them to win. I'd even be comfortable if we weren't talking money to say, like, you know what? I like, just like you said, we say Rams in the over. I like that. But if I were putting money down in this case, I don't think I could go against the Patriots. That running game is too much.
Well, that's why I take the over. I would take the over because I think Tom Brady is definitely going to be successful, right? Yeah. You agree. I mean, you just said that.
Yeah.
So that's one. And also, I think the weakness of the Patriots is the defense.
Yeah, great.
So I think that the Rams can carve that up. And, you know, everyone talks about how great Bill Belichick is, and that's 100% true. He's an amazing coach. But Sean McVay, at whatever he is, 32 years old, getting here, and, you know.
Is he really 30? He's not 32, is he?
And what is he, 36? I can't remember.
If he's 32, that's embarrassing. Hold on. Is he older than us, Sean?
He's definitely not older than us.
Age. Oh my God, he's 33 years old.
33. Okay.
I knew he was young. I knew that whole bit, but I forgot. I think he just turned 33 in January.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So there you go. So he was 32.
That's embarrassing.
So, you know, him, being able to bring the best out in Jared Goff, like, these are things you have to remember too. So I think it's going to be a very close game. I think it's going to be a great game to watch. I think this could definitely be a classic of all time.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can say that seriously, any Super Bowl that Tom Brady is in. And I think that's why people are no longer pissed off at Tom Brady, because it's just, it doesn't matter if he's in the Super Bowl. It's going to be a good game.
That's a good point.
You're going to have fun watching.
How infuriating is it when there's a really important thing going on sports-wise and then we're just done? I mean, you know, we're done after. What was the game I was telling you right here on FNTSY? I was doing the updates. Was it the Kansas City? Or no, it was the Patriots-Chargers, right? Or was it Kansas City Chargers? Yeah, yeah. Which one?
Yeah, Patriots and Chargers.
Yeah, that game was over by like the second quarter. And we were just twiddling our thumbs, you know, for an hour or two.
Yeah, all the rest of it was just Philip Rivers screaming at everyone.
Yeah, just trying to figure out what the hell to do. So to your point, you do know if you're a big, because, you know, people love to show off. This is a big Super Bowl party time to make it about themselves. And people are going to want to do that. You know you're in for a great game because Tom Brady's involved. And you know there's going to be fleeting interest because so many people. I mean, Tom Brady is most polar. Is Tom Brady the most polarizing athlete in sports?
Polarizing? No. Because he's just milk toast. Like,
but everybody has an opinion. But that's what I mean. I'm not saying Tom Brady. I've told you, Tom Brady doesn't do anything wrong. All he does is take care of himself, do the right thing, family first. Well, no, he's the biggest scumbag. He's not polarizing. He's the biggest dirtbag in sports.
Well, I mean, people like to defend him. So
I don't know. I feel like Tom Brady's the most polarizing because everybody has an opinion on Tom Brady, and it's either how many people do you know that are middle ground? I don't know. It's a trip to me. This game is going to be a trip. The big game should be awesome, and we're going to talk more. We're going to talk about some prop bet stuff and commercials, so don't go anywhere. Hour one up, hour two coming. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.